Blog Talk Radio.
Good, wonderful afternoon, evening, whatever you want to call it. The sun is still up and it's bright outside. Man, you talking about a traveling week. I'm so tired. I feel like I've been used up. So, but guess what? What the William brother said, I'm still here. So wanted to touch bases with you all today to let you know that business is booming. We're about to make some entrances into the community that, I'd hate to say have been overlooked. Let's go on and keep a stone a stone. It got neglected. But for some reason, now everybody wants a piece of South Dallas. So just so happens, I'm kind of entrenched because I happen to be a resident of South Dallas. You know, I got a forever history. But regardless, it's looking great for South Dallas. I went through there for a little while on yesterday, man, and I had a blast. Yeah, y'all know my usual stops. I stopped by Henderson's Chicken, man, and golly, brought back so many old memories. I was sitting out in the parking lot talking about telling my nephew about some of the things that used to happen over there, the Underwood cafeteria. See, people don't remember that kind of stuff. Right there where, R.E.O. Griffin plays. Man, I sat here for a minute. I had an old folk minute. I forgot R.E.O. Griffin plays. Man, God dog, me in the Manhattan Club right across the street from it. Man, how can I forget stuff like that? Well, let me tell you. But to say the least, we have to do what we need to do to keep our hold on some of South Dallas. Because, man, it just looks great, man. Let me be one of the first to tell you. A lot of you Dodd and Thomases and stuff didn't think nobody was going to ever come back and like South Dallas. Man, people done come back and they love South Dallas. So it's really on and popping. I had a cancellation today, so to speak. Well, it wasn't a cancellation. I don't know what to call it. But anyhow, the show was scheduled to have a special guest on with a lot of new information about what was going to be transpiring over the next few days. I might have to make a few adjustments because I had a couple of shows scheduled for Sunday morning. But suffice it to say, that don't seem like it's going to happen. So let me be the first to tell you that it's still on and popping, you know what they say. You can't keep a good man down. You can't put a good man down. You know what I'm saying? So let's get started. Let me give you some a small taste of what's coming in the next few weeks and stuff. Cause just being realistic, my brothers and sisters, my cats and dogs and all the rest, it's on and popping. So if you don't believe me, I know who you will believe. This is how you start your day. And pretty soon y'all going to be hearing this music early in the morning. Y'all going to be saying, what is they doing? What is they doing?
I might not be able to say.
got some new contracts, doing a lot of business. So call in, baby.
Okay,
one moment. Let me get that number. 3230393. 8703 9 6 3.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Yes, we're back. We're back. And we're hot. We got folk calling in on the personal line trying to get in. And I keep telling them, you can't call my personal number. Go keep going to the phone book. This is a number that's universal that you can call in even if you're on Mars. So that's what I'm talking about. So we are trying to go all over. We're coming from all out the back doors and everything else because today's scheduled show won't be happening. But guess what? As I was telling one of my guests, hey, the show must go on. You know, this is Truth or Consequences. Tonight's show was titled "To Thine Own Self Be True." Hey, man, be true to me and I'll be true to you. You know, that's all it is. And, you know, because mistakes happen, you know, in everybody's business. You know, you get some little bumps in the road. But, you know, all I'm saying is, God, dog. Give yourself a break. You know, walk a mile in my shoes. That's all I ask anybody. Because I tried to make as many mistakes as I could see forthcoming as I was learning the different principles of business of this business in particular. Because I know for a fact that they were coming. But by me not having ever trudged off into this arena before, I didn't even like computers, you know. That's what secretaries and stuff did, you know, or people with school knowledge, you know. I'm street dudes, you know what I'm saying? So when I had to disembark what I was doing, my life of comfort and everything else to get back off into the arena, man, you talking about hard. It was worse than going to school. I said, shoot, I wish I'd have went to school. But, you know, it was just a part of the game. You know what I'm saying? I was, but, you know, it was a far different. When I was at the weekly, man, I had a, God, dog. You talking about cupcakes every morning and pie in the afternoon. Man, I was treated like a king. Because, you know, it was a struggle when we first started at the weekly a little taste because, again, I didn't know what I was doing. And my boss at the time, Mr. J. Alfred Washington, was into another part of the business. He was off into the marketing and the presidential side of Focus Communications and all of that there, you know, big folk, they meeting with folks from kings around the world and stuff like that, M&O King Carter. So, you know, it was a struggle, you know, trying to learn the system from different individuals that wasn't even from Dallas, most of them. So, you know, it was just a wild experience. And folks were saying, how come you don't know that much about this paper? And, man, get your East Coast talking out of my face. I wasn't in this industry when I was coming up. I was into the games of chance industry. So it was a blast, you know. And Mr. Washington, excuse my ignorance at first and, you know, gave me a true chance at becoming the best. not the rest, but the best marketing person in the universe. And so I picked up the baton and I ran like hell. So, nah. But, man, the struggle of doing this was harder than that. Because, you know, you make some mistakes and you say, God, no, man, how come I couldn't see that coming? I, you know, been in this business for 90 years. But then you look at the facts that this industry alone, the social media market, is tremendously different. I don't know a lot of you that are aware of some of the different organizations that I belong to now, but, you know, in the social media industry, there's a lot of different organizations and affiliations that, you know, obviously because of our not being in that market and in that arena, won't ever even hear about. But they will soon be having a very big impact on the world. You know, I'll tell y'all in a minute what I'm talking about, because, you know, a lot of people don't believe, a lot of people don't understand that if you believe long enough, you can achieve. But that even without a doubt, the social media industry, and I was talking with some of the team members and the group members in one of the different units today, and I just throw something out there because as they were speaking, but it, what they were speaking about reminded me of when ESPN first came in. Well, you know, the people on the outside weren't paying no attention. It wasn't hitting nobody. ESPN was going to be enormously as large as they are, and people don't know it. People don't show it, and people act like they don't care, but ESPN is humongous. And, you know, realism will show when you get your cable bills and stuff like that, but you don't look at them. You know, you just pay them and run on and go, you know. So anyhow, the industry is changing. And one of the questions, like I said, reminded me of how it was when ESPN was coming in and things started to change. They started to put higher prices on some of the TV shows and the rating programs. They rated them differently because if they wasn't in an ESPN-type show or affiliation, it almost got canceled, you know, especially if, and then you, when you find out why would something like that happen or could something like that happen, you find out that ESPN owned that division also. So that is the same thing that's happening in the social media industry. But even some of the folk that foresaw ESPN hasn't foreseen the way this market is about to take it by storm. Yes, it's about to grow by leaps and bounds. It needs a few other crinkles taken out of it. But all I can tell y'all is here I come. Here I come. And I know there's a lot of people saying, well, shit, he ain't been doing nothing but the last 20 years. He's been just sitting on his butt. Yeah, so to speak. You know, but guess what? The 20 years before that, I was sitting on my butt. But that don't mean I wasn't doing something. So just keep it real. Hold on, got another caller. You forgot the number, then. Memory bank, but I forgot your computer, bro. Okay.
Yeah, my phone phone. I had to get another one.
Nah, I ain't talking about your phone. I'm talking about your real computer. I'll talk to you in a minute.
Yeah.
All right. Bye. Yes, I'm back, and it's fun to be back. And so, as I was saying, the industry is about to take the world by storm. And as soon as it starts jiggling in, people will begin to realize, ooh, I didn't know that. That's because you're not listening. And if you really want to know, what do? You ask Uncle Billy. So I'm here to tell you that pretty soon the social media market will be your number one source for your news, your views, and all the other stuff that you can use. You heard it from me first. Ask Uncle Billy. And that's what this is about. Let's get together and go for a walk in the park. The Ask Uncle Billy Show. Welcome to UncleBilly'sWorld.com, UncleBilly'sNewHorizon.com, BuntonRising.com. A lot of these networks and shows and affiliations are going to be coming up, showing you places like Eva's Barbecue and Robert's Ready to Wear and stuff, where you can go in, look while sitting at your desk, and maybe even do some shopping. We are working out some arrangements with a lot of different people to whereas here we come. That's all I can say. And on my web pages, that's what you're going to keep hearing. That's what you're going to keep seeing, because we've already arrived. We just need to let y'all know it. You know what I'm saying? So, again, let's keep it real. Let's keep it 1,000. I keep telling y'all, you got to put in more than you get out in order to put everybody on the same level. So when you go in to sign up, to do a little something here and there, just remember, it's just like being at home, just like being in Bunton, because you're going to see some of the old places. You're going to see a hell of a lot of new places. Because, man, taking pictures down there is like God dog me going into hog heaven, if you like God dog me. I'm talking about the other kind of hog, y'all. I'm talking about the one with two wheels on it. And you know the Harley Davidsons and stuff like that. You know what I'm talking about. Because it's just enormously different down south when you go looking for the Bunton and the other things that's available to you down in that area. And before you get there, you know, new buildings, redesigned areas. You know, they got the Social Security office all the way up on Grand now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, where the little club used to be and the little pool hall used to be. Well, you know, they had moved the pool hall a long while ago and made it a barbershop and stuff. But, man, all of that's gone. Those little pretty apartments that used to be set back, look like Hawaiian Village or something, they gone, you know. So, and the little school changed up. Bill Day changed up all the way. It's up on Green. It's up on Green. It's, well, you know, it was on Green, but not like it is. It's on the other side. So, hey, man, it's going on. South Dallas is now downtown Dallas. So, hey, what did Marvin Gaye say? Let's get it on. I'm going to find something in my grab bag for you all to listen to. I got a message from one of my homeboys. Man, I am here to tell you. Let me tell you. Man, I know you all going to appreciate this one. Because when you're talking about somebody from the side, I be mentioning Fathead Newman. I be mentioning all the mother folk. And then I got this information from my homeboy the other day. And it was like a private little thing, you know. You know how Facebook will tell you, you got somebody wanna listen to this. You got somebody that wants you to like them on Facebook and all that kind of stuff, you know. So I open up this thing and I'm gonna tell you what I heard as soon as I see I can find it. Because if I can't find it, that means I'm going to have to go searching a little page. So, let Uncle Bill do what Uncle Billy do best. Let's get busy. So, you people out there, I know y'all been missing me, but I'm just here to tell you that I've really been trying to get back in the system, but there's so much going on out here, y'all, that it's so much going on. A lot of you all won't understand, and a lot of you all don't want to understand, but let me tell you about the real deal. It is so much going on that we have to try to start catching up to some of the things that's really going on. Because we are so far behind. Because every time you take one or two steps back, I like that one. Every time you take one, especially like I said, because things are moving so fast that what a lot of people don't understand is that by the time you start working on one program, another one done come past you. Because there's so many things and a lot of them are great things that's coming into the mix that you all really need to know about. So give me 5 seconds and I'll be right back with you.
Oh.
heard that one. I know it. And if you didn't, you playing, you faking and shaking. So, let me see what we're working with here. What we got to do here is, we got to open up. Yeah, y'all don't hear me. But what we're trying to do is reintroduce walking and talking to the world, like unity in the community, where everybody knows somebody that knows somebody, and they baby daddy is your cousin's uncle, and yeah, that's what I'm saying. Everybody's connected. You have no reason to harm, steal, lie about none of your folk in your community. And where's your community? Your community is the world. So be a member of the world community. Stop nitpicking and doing old dumb stuff just because you can. Because guess what? People want to know better. People want you to do better. And then still you go and do dumb, ignorant, crazy stuff like lie on purpose. You know, like I was saying earlier, today's show was scheduled to be "To Thine Own Self Be True." This has been an enormously great week. My objectives were met with difficulty as usual. However, the proof of contempt factor didn't rear its ugly head. I hope you know what I'm saying. You know, we have a self-contempt thing that, man, when we get ready to get on a roll and get something started, we got this thing about shooting ourselves in the foot. You know what I'm saying? So when it didn't rear its ugly head this week, because I've been trying to accomplish things, like I said, it's been a couple of bumpy years of some changes that I tried to make, some implementations I tried to undertake, and all of that in a bag of chips. But the Lord just keeps blessing me. So I didn't shoot myself in the foot, and thank God, well, I got shot in the foot by a few other folk. But, you know, that's part of life. And see, that's what you have to really be concerned about sometimes, putting too much of your faith in man and not enough of your faith in God and right. So, you know, sometimes you have to mingle with the jingle, you know, dance with the one that brung you, you know. You know what kept blessing you, what wake you up in the morning and all that other good stuff. You might not be a churchgoer, but you know, spiritually, you know you ain't doing that by yourself. So let's just get on with the facts and say, God dog, you could have done better, but you didn't. But either way it go, what we got to do, y'all, is start bending over backwards to help one another, and just don't send the wrong kind of information, because procrastination, I'm telling you, it's just like telling a lie. Because you know that procrastination that you're doing, you done did it 500 million times. You know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to get better, I'm going to do better, I'm going to do this. And you know from the start, you ain't going to make no changes. You ain't going to do nothing you're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? So stop procrastinating and stop, basically, really, stop putting it off on other people. Stop getting other people to believe in the lies you're telling yourself. Because it's wrong as hell. It's wrong as hell, you know. And you can't justify it in no way, fashion, or form. If you're too busy, just say, man, I'm too busy. If you're too tired, just say, man, up and go to bed. I'm tired. You know, all of this stuff is very easy to not be factoring somebody else's problem by thinking, well, he said he was going to do it, so I'm going to wait. You know, if time is money on your part, what do you think it is to somebody else's? You know, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. So, you know you're not going to be able to do something, don't keep putting it off, getting that other person into deeper holes. Just say, I can't do it. Yeah, I know y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me. A lot of y'all don't want to hear me because y'all know I'm right. So the fact of the matter is, we all got to start doing better, because if we don't, we're going to continually keep shooting ourselves in the foot. Because when you believe in somebody else and they have no hope for coming through with what they said, because it really don't adversely affect them when they procrastinate to themselves, because they've been lying to themselves so long, it don't hurt them. But again, I say, it hurts other folk. It put other folk in a bad situation, because they are not expecting to be lied to. So what I'm saying is, y'all got to stop some of this stuff, man. So I'm fixing to start cutting all ties with folk that lies. I hope y'all understand what I'm saying. Hope you know that I mean what I'm saying. So if you don't lie to me, think about it. Because it won't be too many more second times. Might not, I definitely know, hopefully, as long as I live, it won't be no third time. So just think about it. So you take it the way you want to. You do what you want to. So that's all I'm saying. You know, sooner or later, you got to come to the fact that you can't keep doing what you're doing and keep getting away with it, because it's wrong. So with that being said, let me find you some more music. I was looking for my brother Jeff Acock, man. God dog me. He sent me a God dog me jazz piece, and I can't find it for nothing. It was about this time, though. Come on, Jeff. I'm gonna find you, I'm gonna find you, I'm Hey, all y'all. Y'all gonna like this. Y'all gonna like this. I'm sorry, Mr. Jeff Acock. I'm gonna have to slide you over for a minute. I have one of my very important guests holding. So Jeff, I will get back with you real soon. That was Jeff Acock, you all. You're talking about South Dallas? That's one of the music men from South Dallas, Mr. Jeff Acock. He sent me that a couple of days back, and yes, I've been having fun. Speaking of having fun, I'm talking to a young fellow right now that deserves a lot of introductions. Because he's been working to bring the community back together, and he's been working to help rebuild it. So without any further ado, let me tell y'all a little about Mr. Roderick Fisher. Mr. Roderick Fisher is a Dallas resident, born and raised, and I can almost tell you that he loves Dallas almost as much as I do. But he has a lot of things that he'd like to tell you all. And again, Mr. Roderick Fisher. Hello, Roderick.
How you doing this evening? I'm doing great, Bill.
Oh,
how about yourself?
Oh, wonderful. Well, blessed. Had my 67th birthday on yesterday. And I'm ready to start accepting gifts of inspiration. I'm pretty sure you got something great to tell me with your adventures and the things you're going through to help bring prominence back to Dallas, in which we talked about the last time.
Right, right. You know, one of the main things, and you hit it on the head, is that in South Dallas, in zip code 75215, zip code 75210, greatness is not only there, but the seeds of greatness have been planted. Because what people don't realize is that when you look at the historical annals, Ray Charles actually used to live in South Dallas at one time. Pouncey Boys, yes, sir, the Pouncey Boys out of Lincoln High School had the national record in the 400 meters, and it was held for a very long time. Rufus Shaw was part of that team.
Yeah. I remember
when you
that.
Look at, that's right. When you look at the very first valedictorian of Madison High School, he actually received a full scholarship to go to MIT. But he didn't do that. But stepping back just a little bit about that, he received a full scholarship to go to Houston-Tillerson University, which is in Austin. And he would go to school his senior year, and then he would cross up under the bridge and go to University of Texas and teach mathematics. Then he turned around and got a full scholarship to go to MIT, chose not to go because at that time his wife was pregnant with a young man, and so they came back here to Dallas, and so he became a teacher and a coach. But not only that, those are just many of a myriad of stories. And by the way, let me give an identity of what I just talked about. That's my father, Eldridge Fisher. He was the very first valedictorian of Madison High School. But you've got so much that has come from South Dallas.
Right,
that
right. That
through South Dallas to become South Dallas. And so that's why I keep trying to tell people, you don't understand the greatness that is within he is because of he. It's in South Dallas.
That's right.
You got greatness. You got greatness sitting over there. So the thing is that when I see what I see, the Bible says where there's no vision, the people shall perish. Not only is the vision there, but we got the history there to prove why we should be doing what we're doing. And so that's why it's very imperative that people gravitate, understand what's going on, the economic development plans, create economic opportunities, and stay right there where we are. And it is the African American hub of Dallas, and we need to embrace.
People don't really understand that they don't see it. You know, that's because, like you said, the vision is not there, and you know it's been. And I hate to say it like this, but it's a fact. It's been brainwashed out of them. You know, I guess that penetrating thought. You can't do it. You can't do this. You can't. Even some of their friends be telling them, you know, when you they wake up
right.
in the morning with a great idea, run outside and tell their friends, man, I dreamed up a way to make $1 million. And them friends get, oh, man, you know you can't do that. It ain't never been done before. And, you know, and all that stuff. That, and, man, talk them folk out of it. So, you know, it's a shame. But, you know, we accept being told we can't do this, we can't do that. And I try to tell, boy, can't nobody grown or nothing else tell me what I can and can't do.
And here's something that I think is relevant to what's going on right now. In the book of Proverbs, the very first verse, I think it's maybe the very first chapter, I'm sorry, and I think it's the sixth or seventh verse. But in relativity to what we're going through right now, it says, a wise man will hear and increase knowledge. However, a man of understanding will seek wise counsel. So we got to do a lot of listening. When I'm saying a lot of listening, going to these economic development meetings, meeting with the powers to be, find out what's coming down the road. And if we don't feel like we're getting our economic impact, we need to speak up at that point. And
that's
in
right.
speaking up, and as we speak up, then we've got to make sure that we're giving a narrative that's very intellectual, that is of the subject matter. And then as we, and when we're talking, and as the scripture was saying, as we seek wise counsel, have those advisors. And not only me just a regular advisor, I'm talking about a trusted advisor. So this is somebody who's gained our trust. We know
right.
that they're there for the, our community. And we bring those people involved. And now we're a team. And the team is geared toward having a win-win situation. We, African-Americans, should be proud of what has happened in South Dallas. But now we've got to take it 2 to 3 levels up. We've got to not drink so much, but think very much. And that's what we've got to be with this whole situation. And again, sitting down, having community forums, coming up with resolutions, taking it to those to our city council and saying, listen, this is what our concerns are. Here are some things that we have that are possible solutions. We need your buy-in. And we might have to tweak it some, and that's okay, because that is what you have to do in a paradigm of win-win. And you get to that solutionary standpoint, and now you work forward, you move forward. Now we have some goals, we have some milestones, we have some understandings, some deliverizations. Now we know where we're headed. And as we get those things in place, now we can start seeing that not only is our eye on the prize, but here are some captivation points. These are things that we're ascertaining that the people can see. And that's what people want to be able to see. They want to see growth. But what we have to always remember is this, though. In growth, there's vision. And some of the most greatest people in the world had vision when other people couldn't see. And we have to keep that in mind.
Well, see, that's another thing. And with exactly what you're doing, if we created a small form of historic value with that, you know, like the doctors used to do before and after.
Right.
You know, we tape a area or something and put it on the different websites of before, and then when you finish with it, we do a after, and then at least one day a week you do a show and talk about some of the things that you're accomplishing through the week, so that when your name come up, everybody will know that you got something of value to talk about, and you're just not blowing against the wind. You're giving them almost a blow-by-blow description of the changes that's occurring in South Dallas for a positive reason, whereby more jobs is being held and made, more identity branding is getting better because of what you're doing and stuff like that. It just creates a new identity to some of the areas, because, like, I remember when we had on the show down on Bear Street, when the shows came in the end and they was closing up shows and stuff, they was getting too popular. Theaters is what they was calling them. I still call them shows.
Uh-huh.
But we had the old Lincoln Theater down there on Bear Street.
Uh-huh.
Man, yeah. So, you know, it people were proud, you know, and then they remembered the communities then. These folks nowadays don't know what the communities are, but we got to bring it back to fruition so that they'll know when Queen City gets a new park or a new something redone or something, and the people are proud, let the neighboring communities say, well, I ain't really jealous, but let's try to do something like that or do something better, you know. And it just, that kind of competitiveness just creates a better identity in the neighborhood.
That's true. You're right.
Yeah. Because when Diane Ragsdale started building the houses and stuff, she
mm-hmm.
was getting a lot of publicity and stuff. And people were beginning to look at it and move toward it. They were looking for some of her other houses. And, well, if she get one that's not so far down south and stuff like that. But Diane wasn't doing that. Diane was doing $5.
Right, right.
You know, was trying to wait for her to move to Oak Cliff with her houses and stuff. Diane said, hey, I'm $5.
Yeah. And she was doing a tremendous job.
Yeah, and it meant a lot. And like the old Forest Theater up there, sitting up there on Martin Luther King, ain't doing nothing. You know, we need to start picking up for ourselves, doing for ourselves. And like I said, after the holidays, you're going to see a change on the Ask Uncle Billy show. Or a lot of changes, to tell the truth. I'm coming out like gangbusters. I said, I'm just going to have to bite the bullet. And because it's so new, you know, this type of marketing and this type of accessing information. But as I said in my earlier broadcast, and I said today, man, the social media market is about to take the world by storm.
That's right.
Kind of low profile is when ESPN was coming through, and I'm kind of vaguely repeating myself from earlier, but when ESPN was coming through and prices started going up and they didn't realize that ESPN had bought Channel 8 and a few other channels, Channel 5 and stuff like that, people were saying, God, no, what's happening? What's happening? Well, that's because mm-hmm. they had no attention. Well, see, the radio industry, and I like to put them all together because that's what's evolving right now, the radio, the music, and the social media is getting together now.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at it, the radio industry, along with Facebook, is beginning to kick a lot of butt.
Right.
Wait till Twitter jump in and some of these others. And I've been trying to tell some of my folks that's supposed to know all of this what's happening. And they've been in this industry forever, and it's just snapping to them, and they just now realizing it because they've become complacent doing other things. They're not trying to grow the industry. They're not trying to do nothing but what's put before them. And they just don't know. With a little input, with the knowledge they have, they could have more than what they got. But,
right.
You know, sometimes you have to reinstill, like I'm going back to the brainwashing part now. Sometimes you have to reinstill their own thought processes and thought patterns back to them.
Right.
Because it's pitiful. But like I was saying, with you, I can see us regrowing some of the areas that I call being neglected for all of these years, for a lot of years, because I was here when they were saying, well, we finna redo South Dallas back in the 70s. We finna do this, we finna do that. Oh, the money ran out as soon as you get to Martin Luther King. No, as soon as you get to Graham. The money ran out. We'll do it in a couple of years after we do some more bonds and stuff like that, you know. So now, with this chance, with the chances that we have now, we need to be asking for everything that's needed, well, that we can build and fortify the great areas that we have. Build Blair Park. Man, I looked at some of that property around there. It just shook me to my knees. You talking about you want to put up some businesses and you down there right close to a park. You can put things that's, you know, noisy and whatever else. You ain't going to get nobody to worry about your noise making. You know what I'm saying? So it's all kind of thought processes you can go through it. But I seen so many pieces of property down there, man, that's vacant. People just stand on and look, and they just don't know. They sit on $1 million worth of property. So soon as somebody with a little property knowledge come in, they're going to buy it up and sit on it.
Right.
Yeah. So all of that kind of stuff. So, you know, we got to get back in and start sending better messages, I guess, and let people know that we are here for them. I wrote something, a passage last night or something on one of my Facebook things that I don't know anything about the industry that I jumped in 5 or 6 years ago, which is the social media world, and I'm still looking for some design artists and stuff like that, and thought I had me some tied up. But it's getting better. I got a couple that's playing with me now. But, you know, it's still not a team because I haven't found a reason to, you know, need them bad enough to depend on them. But it's coming around great. What we got to do is fortify what we got and take the battlefield by storm because it's a battle getting some of these things that we need over here. Because it's not happening. So what you need it for? Why you need it? We need it because the streets ain't been worked on in this area, certain area, you know, and whatever else, and make sure that they do it. So that's where you come in, boss man.
Yep.
The construction.
We can definitely handle. We can handle. We can bond and insure, and we can definitely take care of. Well, you know, whatever's needed as a general contractor. And one of the things that we love to do is work with the community in the economic empowerment, creating jobs, and not just come in and make a profit and then you're out of the community. We want to be in the community, stay in the community, and be a part of the community.
Well, see, I've been trying to call in on the mayor's line for a while, but you know, like I said, I've been busy. I'm trying to do 30 things at once. But I called them about the Grow South Dallas plan.
Uh-huh.
I've been calling them, Roger, for God dog me. I'm here to tell you, if it ain't been 3 months, it's been close to it. I have not one phone call back. You know, when my brothers and sisters was in city council and stuff, I wouldn't even be going through all this long process. You know what I said? I used to say, because I had some warriors down there that I could tell stuff like this too. I got to reinvent myself and get back out a little more because I'm understanding more and more some of the people out there aren't asking the right question. So, you know, unless they take a script and read it, then, you know, they get there and get scared to ask for the money that they need and stuff or what the situation calls for and start trembling and don't even know what to say and start telling folk that we don't need nothing. You know you need water mains, you need everything. you know, and the same thing that they gonna get, they gonna get to stay by the property. But but you know, and I, like I say, it's a learning process. But I got to get back out there myself, and I find that out. So I'm starting next week after the holidays. I'm gonna be getting out in the field more. Like I say, I got out yesterday, and I got out a few days ago, and I got out last week. So I'm seeing some of the people that I need to see. I'm building up a little recognition. Saw quite a number of folk yesterday saying happy birthday to me. They just don't know. That's what I was waiting on, a contact list.
Right.
So I'm going to get back with him. And I asked Marvin Crenshaw today. He's one of my best and oldest historians. He's doing something down at SMU right now. So I heard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get him to do the radio show also. As I said to you a long while back, I'm trying to do an all-day thing so that information will continue to flow. And
right.
it'll continue helping people hear what they need to hear. They won't be hearing from people that's getting paid under the table, because I will not accept no money under the table. And I'm fixing to do a couple of things to justify that. Do a fundraiser. I got to get with you and some of my other friends on that. For my kidney health program, all this kind of stuff, man. Like I say, I got 90 million things on the table, and but once we get it to rolling, get us the right people in the right positions, like I said, because I believe from just pure lack of knowledge is why we somehow become so complacent. But if we put forth a little effort in trying to give them back some historic values and some this is where you came from, some, you know, real stuff, and this is what you need doing, and get them back to thinking well about themselves, that they'll start reacting a lot better, because like I said, some of them just too complacent.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they are.
Well, I know you've already had a hard day, a long day.
Yes, sir.
So if you begin to get a little tired, I can understand it. As I said, one of my other guests didn't show up. But I already really enjoyed a lot of the input on the information and the historic value. Congratulations for having a father that put you in such a great position, as in a win-win situation. Because young people try to blame it on is not having a father or mother or whatever. But then I've seen others thrive just because of the challenge that they didn't have, you know, a great father, great mother, or whatever. So, you know, I don't like excuses.
Yep. And
Start showing your greatness, because you still have the ability, if you got the agility, to do all them jumps and turns and twists that you want to do, which will keep you afloat. And if you really like doing what you're doing, then you're supposed to grow regardless. Now, if you don't what you're doing, if you don't like what you're doing, you're in the wrong job.
That's absolutely right. And you have to get your mentor and get your support group. And it's really key to grow. And in growth, you really have to surround yourself with people that are smarter than you.
Right.
You really do.
Winners, you know, they everywhere. The Cowboys were so good at finding folk like that. That's the reason This is an old story. I remember when they first big winning Super Bowl team, when they had the little cornerback, Larry Brown. Cowboys were kicking butts and taking names, and then he wondered, well, he didn't play like that in college. Well, he didn't play that position. You know,
what
Jimmy Johnson had did, he had went out and he got athlete from winning situations, and put them in the positions that was needed. Somebody needed to be there, and they had the same winning attitude, and that's all we trying to do.
You know,
we know you're a winner, even if you don't think you are. But you got to stop brainwashing yourself before you come out the house that you can't win, or we ain't gonna be able to put you on board.
That's true.
Once you take them blinders off and you come on out with your chest stuck out, proud of your heritage and whatever, we can do something with that. You ain't got to be the best plumber in the world. But if you like plumbing, we'll turn you into a superstar.
That's correct.
You know, it's just that quit faking and shaking and come on out of there. That's all that is.
Got to have that commitment to win and the will to win.
Yeah.
That's what you got to have. That is for sure. That's for sure. Well, Billy, I'm going to get off this phone. I've got to get into my other appointment. But I appreciate everything and anything that I can do for you, the show, the community, Roderick R. Fisher and Riyadh Construction and Facilities and Maintenance LLC, we are committed. So any way we can help, and if anybody calls from your show, if it's a church organization, we'll give back 10%. If they work for an ISD, a local fire department, police department, hospital, we'll give them a 15% discount. So anyway, we're willing to help.
You're going to have to put that in your ad when you put your ad on my website. I got two up. You can look at them, pick out the one you want, or pick out both of them to tell the truth, because I'm putting them up, and I'm right now creating a base for them, a real small base for them to get some of the people that I really want in that I know for a fact is not trying to suck the community dry. You are well ahead of the list as being one of those that I know you're there to help. You're not there to eat and leave. So I'll get back with you in a couple of days, and you know the holidays coming on.
You have a great
evening. As I said, I know you got other things you have to do, so I'm going to get off this phone, because I can talk with you all night. You just talk about so much positive stuff. But let you on off the hook, and you have a great evening, and we'll get together in a couple of days.
And I just want to tell you happy birthday, and to the listeners, everybody have a happy 4th of July.
Thank you, my brother, and you too. Have a great and safe holiday, and we'll get together in a couple of days.
Okay, then. All right, bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye. Yes, you all, that was Mr. Roger Fisher of Riyadh Construction. When you talk to somebody that's trying to give, and not trying to devalue stuff and put stuff down, you know, everybody in the world knows $5 ain't what it should be. But we got enough that if we all get together and start doing a little something here and there, we got enough to say, God dog me, we can do it. You know, but we constantly get ourselves together and try to and try to do the impossible without asking for assistance, without asking for help, and it just don't make no sense, y'all. You know, get real. Some of the things we do are so crazy. You go into an industry. I was telling somebody just the other day. We go into an industry, and simply because we got a line of credit and whatever else, we ignore the fact that we really don't know what we're doing. But we are high, our brothers and cousins and nieces and nephews and stuff, they don't know what they're doing either. And then when we start losing money, we said, well, I tried. What did you try? You tried to fail, you know. So with that being said, we going to try to get enough information together to form some small groups and whatever. And just like to know if you're available. If you are, call in to us at 323-870-3963, where we can try and do what we can. Right now, I got the guru lady from South Dallas. She ain't been on in 5 years, but guess what? She's already steady because she always ready. The guru lady from South Dallas, it's great to hear your voice. Let me hear you. Let me hear you. Your phone is kind of faint. Hello? I still can't hear you. I thought you had a new phone. It's coming to you, and then hang up and redial me. Oh, yeah, now I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't have my mouth close enough to the speaker. But what I was saying is, I give all praises to my Creator for allowing me to actually to go through some things and to come through them. To never cease giving him the praises and the glory. And that's my testimony, basically, that everything that is going on is supposed to go on, and it's up to us to get through whatever we're going through. So with that being said, I'm all good.
That's right. Shake it off and say, swim, no.
Yeah, whenever I'm trying to feel defeated or a little bit beat up on, I look at the man in the wheelchair or something of that nature. Because anytime you in the sunny south or you get on the bus, you know whether you thankful for your having the right mind, and anything else can be out of whack. But just thank him every day for having your right mind.
That's right.
With that being said, I just say, hey, everything else is just extra. When you got your body in check and certain other things, functions going on properly, you know, you better off than about 30% of the world. So with that being said, I am probably 50%, basically.
With
that being said, I'm all good.
We got it so good because we understand that part so much. See, and what it is that a lot of people don't or won't even try to. That's what I was telling Mr. Fisher before he, had his say about what was what he had been holding him back about South Dallas and his father's history, Madison, and all of that. Because a lot of people are not understanding that after he gets you up in the morning, he don't leave you.
Yeah. And when you when you open your eyes, that's number one. But then number two is when you can put your feet on the floor and stand up. That's number two. Then number three is when you got your right mind. And you can go in there and either fix you some food, use the restroom, do those type of things that you need to do to get ready for that day. And then the next, all the other events are up on you because he's already set it up for you to be able to withstand whatever you got to do, you know. So I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful. You know, I'm just thankful for being able to have someone to call and say, okay, hey, look, I need this. And then they say, let me check, and they call me back and say, okay, I'll see you in the morning. You know, that's my testimony, and that's what I've been dealing with this evening. So what I just say is, I thank my father. I thank my Heavenly Father wholeheartedly. Because I know so many people don't have that ability.
Shout, I'm gonna have to cut it short. I got 5 minutes.
Right.
Oh,
that's all right. I already get the
gist. I got 5 minutes for knockout, so I'm gonna tell you. This is the night, first night of the rest of our lives, and guess what?
What?
I'm starting off smoking No, I ain't joking. I feel like Muhammad Ali at the time, he said, if everybody in the world loved me as much as they did, if everybody loved each other in the world as much as they loved me, this would be a great place.
And if they love God, they love everybody anyway. So I'll leave
right.
it at that. Muhammad Ali had one point to go to, but then we have to take things a little bit. And
that's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, one thing I've learned about in life is that there's people who are icons and they have great things to say, the swelling thing. And there was one thing I told you about. Even with our friend, Dick when I was younger,
in college, and I was in a
park, and I went to see
I can't hear you, it's breaking up.
And some of the things that I had grown from my experience, the things that were Miss Guru, I know you ain't heard it in a long time, but holla!